Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian joining us right now. Is BG Brandon Graham? What's up, BG?
What up? Good morning. That's what I meant to say.
So far, how's retired left treating you? You know, because this, to be honest, B, this ain't the time where you get the itch. Because you know what I mean. So how you doing so far?
I'm enjoying this right now because summertime probably be down at the shore sometime coming soon. And man, enjoying the summer, enjoying them later months too. August, you know what I'm saying?
Well, in August, I'm gonna tell you,
But September is really when that itch is gonna be like, dang. But you write that grind, the breaking in of the feet, all the stuff that's going on, them camp eyes, all that.
Yeah. So we had a chance, me and Joe. We saw you on NFL Network. So how has that been for you? How have you liked, you know, branching out a little bit? I know you've been doing this with us for a while, but now you're doing the television stuff. How does that feel to you? Does it feel natural?
It feels natural. It feels good. The radio definitely has helped me just even slow down, because just being able to be comfortable with the people that you have, just make it seem like it's just a conversation. And some of those guys that I was on with, those were people that I've interviewed with over the years in football. And so it was like we were just reminiscing about old days, and that's where my comfort came.
So, BG, we saw Friday the Eagles traded Bryce Huff. I mean, he was your teammate last year. What do you make of that? Because when he signed him, Hugh was really excited about Bryce Huff coming to the Eagles. Mm-hmm. 10 sacks with the Jets. And you know, I know during one point of your career, you were switched back, different kinds of defenses. With him, do you think it was just a bad fit? Like the defense here maybe wasn't what he did well? Because people were excited when they got him, and now 1 year out, now he's a 49er.
Well, I know he's a player. He's a player for sure. I think it's the scheme. Scheme fits, and that's a true thing. And I know him going back to that old 4-3 pass rushing type of defense, I know he's going to like it because that's what he does. And so I'm happy for Huff on that, because me and Huff, we got close as he was going through things. That's the stuff that you talk about during the year where people – is not having the type of year that they want and still being a great teammate. He was one of those guys. You ain't really see him mad about nothing. It was just more, if he was mad, it was more in private, but it was just more of him just being a great teammate, serving, going out there working, giving looks. And I'm proud that he was able to get a ring at least off of it before he got out of there.
So basically, B, you saying that it just wasn't a scheme fit for him, the way that they were asking some of the stuff. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, I say it's a scheme fit. It's really, like, for him, I know he thrived in that 4-3. And, I mean, that's when I got my, resurrected my career in that Jim Schwartz type of defense. And
yeah.
That's what out with the 49ers, him with the Jets, with Saleh. He was the one that that was raving about how he loved that defense. And so when he came here, we kind of had the similar traits of getting off and doing all the same stuff because we had that 4-3 for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to 3-4. And so we just had to get used to Coach Vic's way of doing things. You know how I go. Once you know to learn a new technique with your coach, you start going over and over and you're doing it. It felt good. And I just think that, you know, Huff just didn't have enough time to kind of get right.
You know what? Talk about that a little bit because I played in the 4-3 when I was in New York.
Yep.
And they moved to the 3-4, but I wasn't an outside linebacker. I became the D tackle.
Yep.
So for you, because we're about the similar body type, how different was it for you going from defensive end to outside linebacker? And talk a little bit about some of the responsibilities that you had with that position at outside linebacker.
Well, for one, if you as an outside linebacker in the scheme, you got to be able to jam the number two, and sometimes the number two
is the
receiver is. Yeah. You're lining up out there, even if you got a blitz. Sometimes it's delayed. Then you go, but man, jamming that number two when you got Devontae Smith standing right there in the number two, and then you like. Just don't get beat inside because I'm my number three on the far left. You got to know all this stuff. You got to know where everybody, where your help is, where your help is not. And I think for me, that was easy for me to pick up because of how fast you got to transfer the information. But actually doing it was what you got to have reps in. And so some people just didn't thrive in that. And when you out there, you got to be able to do both because we know you can play the run and do all that stuff. But how can you jam this guy to give us time to get up, get back there?
So wait a minute. I'm sorry, Joe, because this is fascinating to me because, like I said, in a 3-4, I was the D tackle. So I had like a two-way go.
Yep.
Which meant that I had the two gap and sit on the line and play off of everything else. So you mean to tell me that, like, in your blitz, it was all predicated on that, like, where that slot receiver lined up and that number two receiver lined up. And whether, like, you didn't get just to go when you got off the line. You had to wait and see.
Yeah.
What was happening? That's a lot.
I mean, well,
and the game is moving. And the game is moving.
It's like a lot of thinking in that.
Yeah,
that spot.
Yeah.
It's more. It's not as complicated as maybe as I made. But you just know that if you the one on the so say if it's strong right. So say we blitzing from the left, he'll call like a lucky or you know, and that tells the defensive the outside linebacker to make sure he's still lined up on number two, act like he's not coming, and then go from
there. Yeah, lucky.
And so sometimes he wants you to chip the guy and then go. And it just depends on who it is. But
the predicate, you got to get hands.
Yeah, you got to get hands.
Because you're trying to reroute him.
You're trying to reroute
him. That's a lot.
Yeah. And so some dudes really good at it and some dudes not. And I just know for sure that what's his name is a pass rushing guy. And Huff, I'm happy for him going to the 49ers.
Brandon Graham joining us here with the Brian Dawkins Golf Fund. All right, so one thing that strikes me about the team right now as we get closer to the summer is they're young up front, Brandon.
Yep.
I mean, they're young at your position, at the edge. You know, and I think we all see the talent with Nolan Smith, and we see with Jalex Hunt. Do you think those guys are ready for the next step? Because Josh Sweat is gone, and Huff is gone, and you're gone. Like, veterans that were here, do you think those young guys are ready, from what you know about them, to take that next step and play more and kind of be the leaders of that room?
Well, I think it's a big step for a lot of them that they got to take because it's really about the leadership that they got to continue to have while – the other guys are not there no more because it's not going to be guys reminding you. You got to be the ones being the reminders and the ones because you've won a championship. You've known what it takes. You've seen certain guys that was here and the work that has to go in. And if you keep that going and you make sure that you are leading the pack with that, what you're doing more than what you're saying, I think that they'll be headed like the saying part will be as the season go, they'll continue to grow into that role. But I know it's all about doing exactly what you're supposed to do, working the technique, making sure that you're going out there and serving somebody else, bringing them up because, I mean, Nolan Smith, he is the guy. I told him, like, you the guy. You got to make sure that you showing them. And then, of course, you got to make sure you're breaking them down, giving them some words, and just doing being you. And at the end of the day, as long as you know being you is all you did, that's the best way I can go out.
All right, we got to Hugh. I think we got to ask Brandon about the big debate we had last week. So I'm not sure if you saw this. Probably you probably were unplugged. So Pro Football Focus put out their list last week. Their top 32 quarterbacks enter in the season. Mm. I'm going to tell you where they put Jalen, and you tell me if it's fair or unfair. All right. So they had the elite category. They put four guys. They put Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They put Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen. Those were their top four. Then they had the next tier, and Jalen was the number five overall quarterback, and he was the first guy in that next tier. Fair? Not fair? Does he belong in that first group? Like, when you hear that, Jalen Hurts ranked number five, but below those four, what do you think?
Well, I think about how they always talking about the Eagles and always having us as the underdog, so it don't surprise me that we still the underdogs, even though we won last year. He slayed all those quarterbacks, but we're going to keep it quiet. We're going to keep it cute and classy, and Jay going to just go out there and do his thing again, and when he's done, hopefully they're giving him his flowers, because I don't expect him to this year, so it doesn't surprise me.
You know, last week when we debated this, Hugh's point was, if you win the Super Bowl or you're in the Super Bowl, you got to be one of the top.
You got to be. I mean, that's what I said before, but I'm like, hey, I don't know who's actually doing it. It might be a Cowboys fan that's doing this list.
That's why I didn't say nothing, BG, because I didn't want them to think that I was influencing you in any kind of way.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, man, it's not right, but if you win the Super Bowl, and the only reason why I put him at number two is because of what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished in his career.
Yeah.
But, man, and you've been with him, like, I call it unquantifiable intangibles when it comes to playing that position. Now, Jalen might not be the biggest. He might not be the strongest quarterback when you talk about those other guys.
Yep.
But it's something about him that makes him a leader of men.
Yes.
And that's the thing that you know, people don't seem to get. And not only that, BG, because you've been here for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, and you've seen quarterbacks come and go.
Boy.
And you've been in locker room. I can't wait till you write this book now, because I know you're about to write a book. Especially
another one has to be a second book.
Especially after, like, you were here for the Carson Wentz thing.
Yeah.
So you saw all of that. Mm-hmm. So you have a unique perspective on what it takes to be a quarterback here, for number one, from your purview.
Yep.
And how the quarterbacks here handle the adversity that they go through.
Yes, because that's important. That's very important.
Because you've seen the Carson Wentz thing and how that played out.
Yep.
And you also saw this year how the I guess the word I'm using, maturation of Jalen Hurts, or the evolution of Jalen. Mm-hmm. Because you started out the season one way, trying to throw the football.
Yep.
And then it changes. So I just want to know when that book is coming out, man, and
he wants an advanced
copy. What's your perspective of all of that? Just seeing him grow as a quarterback.
Man, he's grown because he's been consistent, and I think consistent matters. And then standing on when people don't like some of the choices you make, and just standing on it anyway, because that's who you are. You're going to go out like the way you go out, because I know he's all about learning. He's all about, like, getting better as a person, as a player. But people don't see – he don't want people to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. He just wants you to see the finished product.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know a lot of people just don't know what they don't know about him. And, man, I'm just excited for him to go out this year and shut him up again, because you got Josh Allen, who's been to the – championship every year. This can't seem to beat Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? This can't seem to beat Mahomes.
Speak on it.
But that boy Jalen done been to the Super Bowl MVP the 2022 year. That would have been, man, if we, you know, a couple calls here, fumble here, we don't do, but they won. But I'm just saying, that boy Jalen came back and went to the Super Bowl again, where Josh Allen definitely hasn't even sniffed it. And it's like, okay. Like, they just like who they like, man. And so that's why I say, Jalen, keep your head up. Your teammates got you. Everybody that's fighting for you, just they going to see your consistency, and they going to fight for you on Sunday. And that's all that really matter, because people don't never see what they don't see, but they always try to judge off what they see, on game day. But, man, he's a leader of men, as you said, somebody that you want in your room, your locker room, and can't wait to see him this year take that next step and shut him up again.
Well, let's end with this, Brandon. You were 2017. You guys win the championship. 2018. You make it back to the playoffs, but that was kind of a choppy year. It was not as easy. It was more challenging. It felt like. What's the biggest challenge you think this group's going to face in trying to repeat? That the whole league is kind of honing in on them as the defending champions.
Don't try to be the team we was last year. It's every year. You got to continue to. You got new guys coming in. You got Uche and them guys up front. You got to find out y'all rhythm and chemistry together.
Angry Africans. I want to name them the Angry Africans. Yeah.
I told you we can't do that.
Hey, he got to go show it. Then you can put a name on it. Then that's something.
I told you he could say that. I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that.
But I'm just saying. Really, the question mark is the D line right now. A lot of people don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they know JC, they know Jordan Davis and them guys, but we did lose a lot, Nolan Smith. But it's the other side is open. Jalix Hunt, you know, who is it going to be?
Like
it could
Jalix.
Be him. I like Jalix a lot. I like that he put on some weight this year. I can't wait to see him out there in the grind of it when we get to training camp, just to see him, you know, just grow. Off what he learned last year.
You going to training camp, B?
I mean, you know me, man.
B, that's going to be hard. B, that's going to be hard for you, man.
It's going to be hard, but I'm going to be talking my stuff on the sideline.
That's going to be hard for you, bro.
Talking about that D-line, boy. Can't wait to see him going against Lane and all them. But you're right, though. The offense, man, if we just go out there and don't worry about what last year is all about. Talk about this year and the new focus. We got to have a new focus for this year. And I know Coach Sirianni already captured that and got the saying already. And then you just got to believe it. And then we got to get the other guys believing it. And then it's a daily walk and injury free. That's what you're striving for, to stay healthy. And man, I think we can repeat. We can be going on our 3-peat era right now.
Well, there we go. Then Jalen will be right near the top.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't think so, though.
Then it'd be hard not to do it. BG, we appreciate it. Enjoy today. Beautiful weather and a great spot here. Thank you to Brandon Graham for hopping on with us at the Brian Dawkins Celebrity Golf Outing. Thanks, BG. We appreciate it.
E-H-E-L-E-S-E-O.
There we go. BG with us here. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the Midday Show, we appreciate Brandon hopping in. All right, let's grab Jeff in Wilmington. Then we got to get you set up for Hughes Clues because we got a great prize today. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Jeff, what's up?
I love when BG comes on.
Oh,
guys,
great.
So fun to listen to. Awesome. So with the Phillies, a couple of things. One, we need Harper back as soon as possible.
Yep.
It's glaring that lineup is weak without him. We need an actual center fielder, one that can actually hit over 250 and catch balls and take control in the outfield. We do not need Weston Wilson in left field. He could be a DH.
Yeah, I'm about done with the Weston Wilson platoon experiment.
Yeah.
I mean, he's supposed to hit lefties. He hasn't even hit them, and he's obviously not good in the outfield.
Yeah, and the two home runs by Reese. I when he hit those, I was just thinking, man, Joe is just going to be peacocking like crazy on Monday.
It's all I thought about all day on Saturday and in yesterday.
Well, see, that's an issue with me, because not with you, but the idea that our defense is suspect at best now, bringing in somebody who has average or below average defense, regardless of what he can do hitting wise, I don't think that's the answer. I really don't.
So I understand that perspective. I guess I just – the status quo doesn't work for me. So they either need to fix the defense, which I think is possible but also challenging, because we know they don't want to move people, or they got to get a bat to at least offset it. Like, if they just stick the way they are now, it's like we're still missing a bat, and we're not very good defensively anyway.
Yeah, and we had a couple of pitchers that had bad days.
Yep.
Now, I don't think Lizardo should be confused in any way with anybody that's going to win a Cy Young. I mean, he's like the Marty Bystrom of this era. Like, he had a couple of good months. The guy is not even close to being a Cy Young candidate, even though he had a good first 2 months. So,
well,
I don't know about that, dude.
He certainly, his chances of winning, and Jeff, we appreciate it, got crushed. I mean, the fact they left him in that game, Hugh, on Saturday to give up all those runs, basically torpedoed his chance to win the Cy Young.
Well, yeah, and it's like, you know, don't want to be I told you so, Douglas.
Oh, really? At 10:47,
okay,
we're doing this?
Okay, I'll leave it.
No, go ahead. What
no,
are you
I'm just saying.
Well, are you going to put him in the bullpen now?
Well, how does allowing 12 runs mean that he's better suited to go to the bullpen?
I didn't say that. I felt like you were about to. I'm just saying the irony.
No irony.
Of all the stuff that we were talking about last week.
Yep, here we go.
Came to fruition this weekend. That's all I'm saying.
Here we go.
That's all?
Reese Hoskins hit 2 home runs in one game, and you didn't want him.
I mean.
And we're running out Weston Wilson.
Because the defense. Defensively.
Defense stinks anyway. I tried to tell you this. I can't believe we're doing it. I told you so.
I'm not doing it. I told you. I'm just saying.
No, we are.
You want to.
I didn't say I told you so. I just said, isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Yeah, this is your way of soft selling.
Who's saying that? Atlanta Morrison, right? Yeah,
isn't it annoying?
Hugh Douglas? All right. 215-592-9494. Is what we saw this weekend for the Phillies a big deal? We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Hugh, before we go any further on the show today, we do have a really great prize to give away. In fact, the prize we're giving away today, one of our next guests coming up in the 11 o'clock hour is going to be part of this prize. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
All right, so Merrill Reese is going to join us.
Merrill Reese.
Yeah, Merrill's going to be here and sit down with us in the 11 o'clock hour. But we're giving away today a pair of tickets. This is really awesome. To see a championship season at the Mann Center. The Mann Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films are coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season with a special concert hosted by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. So we have a pair of tickets to that to give away today. 215-592-9494. And we'll do it by playing a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stand. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Hugh's Clues and you.
You know what's funny? This first clue kind of plays into the guest we just had.
Okay.
Because, you know, BG has just retired.
Yep.
And, you know, we were talking about the fact that he's been on the NFL Network. Obviously, he's been working with us for a little bit. So the first clue is this. This is an athlete that turned sportscaster.
Okay. Athlete that turned sportscaster is clue number one today for Hugh's Clues. On the scale of good or bad, you know, first clues for Hugh's Clues, at least people have an idea of what you're talking about this time, right? Like, sometimes you say things that are so obscure, people are like, what is this guy talking about? Like, this one, more it's like a category.
Well, it's supposed to be obscure.
And, well, and yeah, no, but people are supposed to have
level,
a shot.
The level
it.
Of hatred that I get for them drives me.
Deserved.
Well, I mean, it drives me.
Okay.
I'm petty.
He wakes up in the morning so saying, how can I get my haters today?
And I'm, Joe, to be totally honest, I do. I do. I wake up every morning. I've gotten to this point, and I say, how can I irritate you people today?
And, wow, they're really rent-free.
Yeah.
You're waking up in the morning thinking about it.
Because it's just, you know what it is? Not technically, it's not.
Well,
it's more.
It is
it's more, I want to be
annoying. That's the most, like, rent-free thing I've ever heard.
I mean, it's like,
you wake up in the morning thinking about him.
Yeah, but I wake up happy. I wake up happy thinking I'm about to irritate. No, I'm serious. I wake up in the morning and say, man, I'm about to irritate a bunch of people today by something I'm going to say. And then I go to sleep the next night thinking, how can I be even more irritating to tomorrow than I was today?
Yeah, spoken like a true talk show host, Hugh Douglas over here. He's fully transitioned from player to talk show host.
Transitioning.
Yeah, he's fully transitioned. All right, 215-592-9494. Here's what we got going on. We're live today at the Brian Dawkins Golf Outing here. We thank you again to BG for hopping on. Merrill Reese will join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Your phone calls is what we saw from the Phillies this weekend, last 4 days. Is it a big deal? They've lost 4 straight games. I mean, this is as poorly as they've played in a long time after a good stretch of playing good baseball. Is it a big deal? It is for me, because all the things that we've seen here are things that I think deep down we're worried about. The offense looks like it's missing a bat, and I understand Bryce Harper wasn't there, but they look like they're missing a bat. Their defense is just not good, especially up the middle at shortstop right now, where you know Trey Turner's a mess, and his defense crushed him. And then this bullpen stinks. I mean, it's part of the reason why they left Luzardo out there. They didn't want to go to the bullpen on Saturday, and they left him out to just, I mean, hung him out to dry. I mean, he gave up a million runs in that game. 215-592-9494, giving away a pair of tickets. This is really an awesome giveaway. NFL Films and the Mann Center, a musical called, or a special called, A Championship Season, a special musical concert performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra to celebrate the 2024 Eagles. Hughes Clues, athlete turned analyst, sportscaster, is clue number one. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, audio from Trey Turner and Rob Thompson on the error that cost him the game. And, of course, we'll get to Merrill Reese as well. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's setting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's what things get answered. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.